Hi guys, so I'm back with another episode today. I originally recorded something when I got home, well no, when I was at work, but I didn't want to present that to you guys because I felt like it was rushed and pulled together all quick and stuff, and I felt like I didn't really put enough, I guess I put effort into it, but I was rushing because I was on my lunch break, so I wanted to come back and give you guys something genuine and something real, something you guys can relate to and really understand. What I want you guys to know is that healing is not easy. The healing process for me has had its ups and downs, and it's been tough because I've had to sit in a lot of pain. This is like 31 years of pain that I'm sitting in and going through, and a lot is happening, and it can be tough sometimes. And it's days where I just want to be like, oh, you know what? I don't know. I feel like screaming sort of because it's just like it's really hard on me. I want to talk about this again, and I won't address this situation anymore because I just feel like it doesn't need to be addressed anymore. I'll address it one last time because I feel like why are we talking about Oscar, which is, you know him, my stage name for the guy I was talking to. So I don't want to go into too much detail or give him any more shine at all. I don't want to give him any more space in my head or even in y'all's heads because he's just not even worth it. Okay. But I do want to say one last thing. So when that incident happened between me and him the other day, when I finally told him, like, hey, I'm done with you, blah, blah, blah. And then he made some comments to me and whatever. We blocked each other and we just left it there. What I want you guys to know is that I came on here and said, oh, I'm so in love. Oh, this is great. I made this love talk series and I wanted to hook you guys in and I wanted you guys to see that love can be beautiful. Let me just on the record say this. I liked him a lot. Did I love him? No. Did I think I loved him? Yes. It's a difference between thinking you love somebody and not loving them. I felt like I thought I loved him, but I didn't. And it took me some realization to realize that. I feel like in that situation, I was naive, very naive. And you think because of my age, I wouldn't be so naive, but I'm learning. Like I said, but we're all naive, no matter what age you are, it happens. But like I said, so him and I, that situation should have never happened. This is what I think about that situation. It happened too fast. We met, exchanged numbers. I didn't really know him. He didn't even know me. We didn't know each other. We knew nothing about each other. We were like basically strangers. And that situation to me flourished into something that it should never been because when I met him, I was getting out of a situation. I should never allowed him to even be a part of my life at all. You know, I should have never allowed him to be a part of my circle. I should never allowed him to even have any space in my head. He took advantage of who I was. I was broken when I met him. He knew this and he completely took complete advantage of that. He saw this broken girl. He knew he could, in a sense, play me, use me, do what he wanted because I was broken. So, and he knew these things. And men know these things. They ain't stupid. They know the girls with the high self-esteem, know the girls with the low self-esteem. He took advantage of me. And I feel like in the beginning, he was a great guy. Everything was great, blah, blah, blah. But of course, there were red flags in the beginning that I ignored. There were red flags in the middle and even in the end. And I was like, why am I here? You know, and I think what messed me up, what made me so pissed about this whole situation was towards the end when it was ending and I was saying my piece and he was saying what he felt because I felt like in a sense he was trying to play victim. I felt like in a sense he was trying to act like, oh, I don't do anything wrong. And it was like one of the first times ever I stood up for myself because I never stand up for myself. And I was shaking after that text because I never stand up for myself. And I just feel like I said, he took advantage of who I was and he took advantage of me in a sense. The whole situation was eye-opening. It definitely teaches me a humongous lesson. You have to know who you're dating. You have to really, if you see red flags in the beginning, run. Do not walk, run. I'm learning that Love Talk series, when I do that series, I want it to be because I really truly am in love and because I really have the right guy in my life. Not because I meet some random, I don't want to say he was random, but not because I meet a guy and just think I'm in love. Because that wasn't love. That was not love at all. He was using me. He was playing me. He was doing all kinds of stuff. And he was saying mean things to me. And I just took it. And And at towards the end, I got fed up with it, so I cut him out of my life, which I'm glad I did. But I was also hearing loud that 2 days later, I was just thinking about every mean thing he ever said to me, and I was replaying it over and over in my head like a, you know, like a, what's some things that spin? You know, like maybe one of the back in the day pencil sharpeners that you can roll. I just kept replaying it over in my head because I was like, man, maybe he's right, or maybe I am this, maybe I am that. And it's like trying to tell myself, no, Sherelle, you're not those things. It's just that he was trying to play victim. He was trying to make you feel bad because for once you stood up for yourself. So, you know, it was just me overanalyzing everything, and I shouldn't have been. So I say to all you girls out there, if you listen to me, if you're new listening to me, please do not allow a man to manipulate you. Don't allow a man to make you feel any less than what you are. It's a lesson learned for me, but I know now, get the tools that my therapist has given me so far in therapy, and I see her again Thursday. But every other week she gives me different, tools, and it honestly, it really helps me because it gets me through the tough times that I'm having. So it's a blessing because she really has helped me a lot. Even though I still have a long, long way to go, she's helped me a lot. And now I learned that if I, now I'll be real with you, if I had been in her therapy prior to meeting him, I would have never even gave him the time of day. But because I didn't have that therapy, then I didn't know better. So I made a mistake. But like I said, I don't want to even address him anymore. This is the last thing I ever, the last time I will ever speak on him. He's the past now. I'm moving forward. He did a lot of things he shouldn't have done. You know, that was not a good space for me to be in. I'm glad he's gone. He's out of my life and I can move forward. He's blocked on everything and I can just live my life the way I need to live it. But I tell you guys these things because I want to help you. I don't want you to ever end up like me, especially the younger girls listening to me. Don't end up like me. Don't make these bad decisions because of, you know, life traumas like me. I didn't know I had all this trauma until I started going to therapy. I didn't realize that this is stuff that was happening was rooted from childhood things and up. I didn't know that until now. So I just want you guys to just love yourself and just don't allow yourself to be in a situation where a man feels like he can control you and do things to you that you're not comfortable with. But yeah, we'll never address him again. His name is Oscar. Oscar, see you later. Keep going. You know, bye. Go back to Sesame Street, wherever you got to go. But yeah, so moving forward, I have had some positive things happen. I had my guy friend of 13 years, you know, he is like, you know, me and him are like, me and him, he's never left my life. We've always been friends. We always stayed in contact. Even when he got married, we stayed in contact. Now he's divorced and he's starting over, taking care of his daughter and everything. And we both have kids now and we're just in a good space. You know, he used to always have the biggest crush on me. And I'd be like, I don't like you. You're too old. You're not my type. Now that we're older and we're more mature, we can kind of grasp things differently, you know, and like I said, I prayed 2 weeks ago for God to take all the negative people out of my life and bring positive people. And then 2 weeks later, I heard from him and he was like, hey, how you doing? You know, just checking on you. I miss you, blah, blah. He's like, you know, I'm divorced now and this, that, and third. And he's telling me, I'm thinking about moving back down that way where you live and all these things. And we just kind of rekindled. Okay. So then from there, this is on Facebook Messenger. He hit me up on that. So then we started texting each other on the phone and we really just kind of rekindled and revamped our friendship. The reason me and him weren't really talking a lot, like I said, because he was married and I had to respect his marriage, and he still checked in here and there and we talked, but I was in a 2-year relationship. He was married to her and we just had to kind of keep a little bit of a distance from each other. However, now that we're both, you know, single and having a good time or whatever, we're out there. And what I want to say to you guys is too, I was never dating Oscar. I just want to add that on there before I stop talking about him. We never dated. We were always just talking. So if anything I said to you guys indicated I was dating him, we were never dating. We were just talking to each other. We liked each other a lot. We were leading up to wanting to date, but we never dated. So just want to put that out there. He was never my man. I was never his girl. We were just talking and liking each other. Okay, never talking about him again. He's out the window now. Okay, so back to what I was saying. So my guy friend's back in the picture now, and he's actually coming to town to see me next week. So his birthday's next week. He's coming to town to visit me. We're going to spend like the weekend together. Just catch up like old friends. Figure out what's going on with each other. I'm super excited about it. I'm just looking forward to like just spending time with him, getting to know, you know, just catching up with him. I was gonna say getting to know, but we already know each other. What I meant to say was like just catching up and just rekindling that friendship. I won't lie, guys. We have discussed about what's our next steps, because we've always just been friends, you know, and now we can feel those feelings are coming there between me and him, and we're just like, oh no, feelings I never thought I would have for him, I do, and he's always had feelings for me, so it was never nothing new for him, but we're just trying to figure it out. The scary part about dating your friend is that you don't want to ruin that friendship. That's the most thing I'm scared about. Like, this has been my friend of 13 years. I don't want to ruin our friendship. He said to me, well, no matter what happens, we're always going to be friends regardless. And we just been trying to figure it out. He's really been a good person in my life. You know, I genuinely care about him. He genuinely cares about me. And he's an all-around good guy, y'all. All around good guy. So I don't know, like, we're just gonna see what happens. Like, we have said, okay, well, basically, we're just kind of, I don't want to say live in the moment, because we kind of did say that we were gonna start dating and just to see what happens, but you know, so it is, I really want to help people out there in my shoes. So when he comes to visit next weekend, what I want to do is do a podcast with you guys, and I'm going to have him be on the podcast with me, and we're actually going to talk about dating your friend, going from friends to dating, because I want to get his perspective on it as a guy, and I think that'll be something really cool that I'll get him on the podcast. He'll definitely do it. I know he will. He's not going to say no. So I'm going to just get him to do the podcast so we can talk about it. But yeah, it's just different going from being a friend to dating, because this is a whole different ball field. So it's different. But at the same time, I feel like we're still the same people. Like, we still act the same with each other. Nothing's really changed. We know each other in and out. You know, we're just trying to see where things are going to go. And we're just kind of living in the moment, you know. So we're just trying to figure it out. So I don't know, y'all. The sad part about this whole thing is, though, I feel like I'm scared to give him all of me because of everything I've been through. And this is sad, because this is my best friend, or my guy friend, and I can't even, this is somebody who I trust who would never hurt me, but of course, in the back of my mind, being hurt so much, you just don't know what to think, you know, because I've been through so much, so. But he reassures me every day, and you know, this man, I would tell you guys, this is like in my mind, my first real relationship, because the conversations me and him have are just out of the world. Our text messages are like, literally, when we text these long paragraphs, like literally, like, you know, when you have an iPhone and you text really long, and then you got to click on the message because there's an arrow pointing to it, because you didn't wrote like a story. That's how me and his conversations are. Like, they're long. And it's crazy, but yeah, usually when I date somebody or talk to somebody, they be like, I don't like to text. You text too much. Blah, blah, blah. Me and him text, we got that thing down packed. We both text the same. And it's just really cool to have someone in my life genuinely that cares for me and that wants to be there for me and that is willing to stand by me even through all this healing process. So, But I'll keep you guys updated on it. I take it day by day, because for me, healing is a day-by-day process, so that's what I'm trying to do, and having him in my life, and us trying to see where things can go, and trying to date and stuff, it's a process, but we're getting there, we're trying to figure it out. I will say this, one of the best things that you can do when you do date your guy best friend, the best thing about it is you know that person. It's not like it's a stranger, it's not like it's somebody that doesn't know you. That's the one thing that I'm liking about it, is the fact that this is somebody who I've known for 13 years. This is somebody who knows me. It's not a stranger on the street. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the good thing when you do cross over from being friends to dating, is that you can say, oh, I know this person versus I don't know this person. Who are they? And you got to get to know them. It's like, no, I already know you, you know? That's the one thing I do like about it. The second thing I like about it is the fact that, I don't know. It's a lot of things, guys. I think I like it because I also like that he's, well, I like it because we know each other, but I also like it because it feels different. It feels more realer because, Madison, really? Because, Madison, is that you? My child's like opening my door and then she disappears. So, really stank. So it's just like everything's different. So I don't know. It's that, and it's the fact that I know that I won't get hurt because I know that he's not gonna be like, oh, I'm about to hurt you, you know. So it's a whole different ball game. It's different though, but it's something that I'm embracing and just trying to adjust to. I mean, I don't know what the future holds, y'all. I never know. I try to live and take it day by day because I don't know what our future holds. Like, I don't know what's the next steps. I don't know anything right now. I just know that me and him are living in the moment. We're trying this dating thing, and we're just going to see where it goes. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, like, seeing what happens next in the next couple of months with me and him. Like, hopefully he'll move down here like he said he was. He said he's going to come down here to live. Well, he's going to come back here or whatever to live or whatever. So I'm hoping that happens. He's like, he has no problem with moving back down here, and we'll just see what happens. Because y'all know I do not want another long-distance relationship. My ex of 2 years, long-distance. And I felt like I don't want to have a stipulation on when I can see the person I'm dating. I felt like it was always on schedule. Like, oh, I'll come this week. Oh, you come this week. And it was like, really? I want to be around somebody that I can see pretty much, if not every day, like at least every other day on the weekends or something. But I want to know that they're close to me. And I don't have to drive, like, all over yonder just to see them. So that's the only thing that right now that I don't like with us dating is that I need him to move down here. So that's the biggest thing for me. And he has promised me and said that, you know what, I don't have an issue with coming down there. So that's cool. When he comes back down here, we'll be good. So it's so crazy because he moved back up there to be with his family, but he got a job offer down here a few months ago and he declined it because at the time he was like, oh, he declined it and ended up going back to where he's from. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I'm like, really? So now he's just like, well, I can always come back. And I'm like, what? So that's going to have to happen if this is going to work. Because I can't do long distance, y'all. Y'all know I cannot. But yeah, for the most part, I guess everything is good. And it's where it's supposed to be. And we're just living in the moment. I don't know what's going to happen next, y'all. I don't know. But I'm just living in the moment with it right now, and I'm taking it day by day, just like I'm taking my healing process day by day. So if I don't come on here a lot, it's not because I don't miss you guys, because trust me, I miss the heck out of you guys, but it's that I'm working so crazy right now, and I really don't have time to do an episode, because I'm working from 8 to like 5 o'clock every day, and then on the weekends, I try to have that time to spend time with my daughter or be with my family or whatever. So I haven't really had time to really sit and say, let me record something. So when I do record, it's very rare, but I'm going to try my best to record more for you guys, give you guys more content and keep it pushing and keep it moving. So yeah, I'm trying to get you guys, you know, there, but I will tell you guys, Love Talk series probably will come back. And I'm actually probably going to do the episodes with my guy friend. Well, he's not really, he's my guy friend, but he's kind of like slash my man now, but you get the gist. So basically, I'm going to actually do the episodes with him because I feel like when I did Love Talk series by myself, it was me talking to you guys and you guys did like it and it got a good feedback. I got a lot of listeners and people that listen to Love Talk series and I appreciate the love, but I'm actually going to be doing... When I do bring that back, I'm going to do the episodes with him. Me and him are going to do like little segments about couples and relationships. And we're just going to talk together to you guys. So that's going to be cool. I don't know when we're going to start that back up. So don't quote me on a date and a time because I don't have a clue. But eventually we will have Love Talk series back. And I'll just do it with him. He doesn't know he's doing it yet, but I'll let him know. But I'm going to be doing it with him, so that'll be really cool. And yeah, I just want to check in with you guys, make sure you guys are doing great during this quarantine pandemic situation, and the virus is, you think it's gone, then it goes back up again. It's just a mess. Yeah, so I'm just focusing on trying to be happy, trying to take it day by day, trying to just see what life holds. I don't know what's next. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to keep pushing and keep trying to heal. And like I told you guys, I'm definitely going to do more episodes, and I'm going to try to get him to join in on my to do episodes with me. So it'll be kind of cool, because I want you guys to, you hear my perspective on a lot of things, but I want to get a guy's perspective. So I think with him on some of these episodes, you guys can get his perspective, and then you'll be like, oh, wow, that's how guys feel or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have him doing some episodes with me. Hopefully when he moves down here, we'll do more episodes together. But for the time being, when we do hang out, I'll get him on these episodes with me. Like next weekend, I'm going to get him to do one with me. So anyway, guys, I'm going to end this now. I will check back in with you guys soon. Please keep your mental health up. It's important with all this stuff going on. I've got to go. Peace and love, my babies. I will talk to you soon. Talk to you very soon.